Engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. A leper came to him and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hardness of heart. The scriptures pray and warn against that today. We see many examples of it in scripture, in history, and in people who criticize and attack us. Hardness of heart, blindness of mind, obtuseness of spirit. Remember the story of the man born blind in John chapter 9? Everyone saw the same evidence. There he was born blind. His parents said, "That's the same man. We don't know how he can see now. Jesus did a miracle no one had ever heard of before." And those who were hard of heart, instead of marveling at this mighty miracle of God and the favor of the Lord on this man and on the community, attacked Jesus, expelled from the synagogue those who would be his followers. And the man himself, who was healed of his blindness, ended up becoming one of his followers and calling him Lord. Same evidence that everybody saw. Those who had an open heart, including the man himself, followed the Lord. Those who had a hardened heart persecuted the Lord. But the facts were the same for everybody. The parable in Luke 16 of the rich man and Lazarus, Father Abraham says, when the rich man from his place in torment in hell said, "I have five brothers, let Lazarus go back and warn them." And Father Abraham said, "Even if one should rise from the dead, they will not be convinced if they haven't been convinced already." In other words, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. They said, care for the poor and the needy. Let them hear them. "Oh no, Father Abraham, but only if someone goes back from the dead, then they will repent." Why? The problem was not that they didn't have the command from the law and the prophets. The problem was that their hearts were hardened. You know, more evidence is not going to change the hardened heart. If their hearts aren't so hard, well, then they'll believe what they have already. Somebody does not have to go back to them from the dead. And so it is with you and me. And so it is with President Trump. As we do the work entrusted to us, some people will look at it and praise the Lord. "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give praise to your Heavenly Father." That's what we're doing. We're giving praise to the Heavenly Father for the many good works accomplished in the Trump administration. I'm going to highlight a few of them in a moment. Because our hearts are not hard. Our hearts are open. We want to see America made great. We want to see it kept great. And those of you from other countries, you know that the greatness of America doesn't mean we exclude you. The greatness of America blesses the rest of the world too. But then there are the hard of heart, who, if Donald Trump cured cancer tomorrow, they would use that as an article of impeachment against him. These people are sick, their hearts are hard, and they're exactly the ones of whom Scripture is speaking today. Precisely and exactly. In fact, they should have a special prayer service in the Capitol today. Take these words from the letter to the Hebrews, unfurl them on a gigantic scroll, and raise their hands and say, "Guilty!" Because that's exactly what they are. Hard of heart. He could cure cancer. He could end wars over all the earth. Bring an end overnight to the China virus. Although these people don't even know where the virus came from. How could they be expected to save us from it? And still they would be critical. Still they would be negative. Still they would be wicked. They are wicked. The devil never learns his lesson, and neither do the Democrats. Yesterday, for the second time, they abused their authority. They ran roughshod over the Constitution, and they used a process that the Constitution provides, that is, impeachment, for purely political purposes. Every single one of them deserves to be removed from office for doing that, because they violated their oath to the Constitution, and they showed that they hate America. They don't just hate the president. They hate the country. They don't deserve to be in public office. Everyone who voted for them should repent. And we're talking again about classic hardness of heart. Here's the evidence. There's a man born blind who's been healed. They don't care. They don't care. We have the law and the prophets. Oh no, but only if someone comes back to them from the dead. Then they will repent. If they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, then neither will they be convinced, even if one should rise from the dead. Brothers and sisters, there is a difference between the good that we are able to do and who we actually are and what praise or criticism comes external to us. Nothing could change the miracle that God worked for the man born blind, and that is what it is. Same thing in the psalm today when the Lord talks about the hardness of heart of the people in the desert. God did wonderful works for them. He sent the plagues on Egypt. He opened the Red Sea. He brought them through safely and onto their own land. Nothing could deny those miracles. The feeding of the people with the manna in the desert, the water from the rock. But some people want to just complain and criticize instead. The hardness of heart. We are here to counteract that with these masses of thanksgiving for the many accomplishments under this administration. And one of the things, you know, we see Jesus in this gospel making clean the leper and counteracting all kinds of disease, setting people free from all kinds of oppression. And one of the things that reminds me of in reviewing the accomplishments of President Trump was the incredible efforts made to free people from the affliction of drug abuse and of human trafficking. Do you know that under this administration, more than 3,000 drug trafficking organizations were dismantled? Now, when is the last time you heard a news report about that, or heard any of the fake news people who, by the way, also should resign? Today would be a good day to do that, because they bring discredit upon their profession, and they are also haters of America. When's the last time the fake news did a story or a headline, or even a mention, or maybe they don't even know how to pronounce these words, that over 3,000 drug trafficking organizations were dismantled. And then the number of convictions for human trafficking was more than doubled. Oh, you heard that every night on the news, right? No, because the fake news was too busy reporting the fake impeachment hoaxes and shams and absolutely disgraceful activities on the part of, which party again is it, friends? You can remind me. Oh, the Democrats. Yeah, that's right. Then, of course, we have the question of terrorism. And again, these people pretend to care about these things. We have, under President Trump, two of the world's top terrorists taken off the scene. Let's talk about them for a moment. General Soleimani, active in developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and throughout the region. Qasem Soleimani. He and his forces were responsible for the deaths of hundreds of American and coalition service members and the wounding of thousands more. He had orchestrated attacks on coalition bases in Iraq and approved the attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. This man is no more, thanks to the leadership, the world leadership, of President Trump in keeping us, our assets, our families, and the whole world safe from these wicked people. Al-Baghdadi, also gone. The founder and leader of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, otherwise known as ISIS. He eliminated the caliphate completely, deprived them of all their power and territory. But this guy led the ISIS terrorist movement and inspired one of the most brutal and misguided terror campaigns in modern history. And we have people who are so hard of heart that they can't tell the difference between having characters like this alive and active and plotting evil against us versus having them off the scene. They're so hard of heart that they can't tell the difference, that one is better than the other, that they can't admit that this president that we have has actually brought us to a safer place. Oh no, they can't admit, they can't see, their heart is hard. They'll take the good work that the president does, and instead of actually looking at it, they'll take votes. Oh, who's for him? Who's against him? This impeachment hoax of yesterday, this piece of paper is worth more than what they did in that session yesterday. I have more respect for this light bulb here above my head in the ceiling than for the actions of these people in the Congress, these Democrat members of Congress. Brothers and sisters, it's the same in your life and mine. What matters is the actual service we give to the Lord and the work we do. What matters is what it is in and of itself, not what other people say about it. Some people might recognize and thank you for the good things that you say and do. Other people will criticize and reject you. But neither the praise nor the criticism defines what you do. If what you do is good and it is in the service of the Lord and is bringing about good fruit, that's all that counts. It's not defined by the fact that somebody out there might want to recognize it and praise you, and somebody else out there might be hardened of heart and might look at the good you do and end up talking about it as if it's evil. Doesn't matter. It's like a gnat flying by or a bird, you know, chirping in the sky. It comes, it goes, doesn't change what you, who you are, and the good that you do. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Let's look at the evidence before us, the good that is around us, starting with, of course, what God himself is doing in our lives through his word, through his spirit, through his paschal mystery, continuing on with the good that we can see in one another and the actions, the service, the loving outreach that we give one to another through the church or through various works or ministries. And finally, the good that is done by our president, which we need to constantly be learning more about, talking more about, educating our children and grandchildren and fellow citizens for months and years to come. Because a movement has been started, focused in on the good that God has blessed this country with, starting at its founding. We focus in on that good. No matter who praises it, no matter who condemns it, no matter what they say or what they think or what they do, we focus in on the good itself, and we continue to walk in it and to promote it. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Instead, rejoice in the good gifts of the Lord. Run in the way of his commandments and constantly grow in the loving service that he wants to accomplish through you and me. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.